Parshas Vayelach begins, Vayelach Moshe. Moses went, and he spoke these words to all of Israel. This is a rather strange phrase. What do the words Vayelach Moshe and Moses went mean? The Parsha does not tell us where he went. This phrase, however, may teach us some profound lessons. The second verse of the Parsha tells us that this event happened on the very last day in the life of Moses on earth, the day that Moses reached his 120th birthday. The age of 120 is a ripe old age. A man in those years is expected to take it easy, to relax, to enjoy retirement. Yet Vayelach Moshe, Moses went. Vayelach means to keep going, moving on, proceeding. It is a term that signifies the whole being and purpose of man's life. Man is put on earth to carry out a divine mission. For as long as there is life, there is a goal and purpose for that life. Regardless whether we speak of youth, middle age, or the golden age, or even the ultimate age of 120 years. This then is Vayelach Moshe. Moses went. He remained active. He tried to do and achieve as much as he could down to the very last moment of his life. We can retire from our worldly jobs, from the bonds of earning a living, and enjoy the freedom and pleasures of our retirement and pensions. Indeed, we should take advantage of that opportunity. But we cannot retire from living, from doing, from achieving. And closing the door behind our mundane preoccupations, we must open new doors to fresh opportunities. Everyone can and must always contribute something. The very fact of our survival proves that we still serve some purpose. Thus, on the very last day of his life, on his 120th birthday, Moses still wrote separate Torah scrolls for each of the tribes and prepared the people for the leadership of his successor, Joshua. Vayelach Moshe teaches us more. Moses went. That is, he did not wait for people or things to come to him. He went to all of Israel to speak to them words of Torah. Even when he knew that something is in need of correction, he did not sit idle, but took it upon himself to correct it. He was an activist, and did not lock himself up in some ivory tower. The Medrash does notes that Vayelach signifies reproof, words of correction and guidance, as it is said, Lechu, go and see the works of God. All this is implied in the principle that man must always be a mahalach, one that keeps going, acting, progressing, improving himself and his environment. There is no better model for this than Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses our teacher, the teacher and guide of all of Israel in all times.